Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. We are delighted to be here. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Diagnostics. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
Hi, and this is your co-host, Suzanne Evans.
And today we are going to be discussing your aura's energy in the hypersensitive portions of it. And so what exactly does that mean? Everybody's aura is continually absorbing energy, it is receiving energy, and it is giving energy. But there are some of us who have a little more sensitivity than others. And there are certain situations in our life that bring that sensitivity to the most sensitive level or to the highest level. And so when that happens, your aura is receiving an experience, whether it's in the hypersensitive mode or whether it's just in a very healthy flowing mode, it is receiving an experience. But the difference is in the sensitivity, it is holding the experience, putting it out to the universe, and that vibration is creating the outcomes of the life steps, the paths, and the patterns that you're making and creating. And, let's take that for a moment, that you're making and creating, but in a sense, you may not be making or creating them, even though they are your decisions. The outcomes may not be having your creative effect, the result that you would desire. And, the best example that I can think of is, how many of us have walked away from a conversation feeling so drained, so exhausted? You can see a name on an incoming call on your caller ID, and your stomach just sinks. Your whole vibration, your whole energy just totally changes, and it feels like just at the sight of a phone number or a name, you're feeling like, oh my gosh. And even though you get through that, you take it with you through the whole day, that certain vibration, that certain feeling. That is because your aura is responding to the vibration of that person or that situation and making the connection to everything that that person brings with them. Whereas when the aura is flowing healthy, it should be able to take in the situation, have that understanding, filter it out, and move on. But sometimes we're storing that. So in today's show, we want to touch on identifying the symptom of what it's like when you're carrying that energy, the types of energy that you carry, what it looks like, and who are the people that have the ability to connect to your energy field in that way. But you will be surprised to discover that you have much more ability than anyone that you come in contact when it comes to taking control of your energy field. So we want to learn about a separation of energy. You can't help the way certain people make you feel, but you can definitely help the way certain people have a long-term effect on the patterns of your life. And the key to it is identifying it. And there are certain types of meditations that we do and where we create the energy divider, the separation of that energy. And we're going to be exploring different methods and how it is that we observe that energy when we are working with someone and what it is that we send to the aura, that we send to our own aura, and that when we are doing spiritual work or receiving spiritual work, how we open up the aura to receive the ability and the knowledge to activate that separation response, because we all have the separation response. It's just that some of us are so used to taking in people's vibrations, taking in the negativity of others, and we're not used to creating that separation response. We're not used to activating the separation response that's already there. Sometimes that's because we do not want to hurt people's feelings by saying, I can't go here today, or releasing ourselves from a negative contact or situation. And sometimes it's because we simply can't help it. If this is a coworker, a family member, in-laws, or certain obligations that we have, we're going to have to face these situations. We're going to have to face these people. And we're not going to be able to have a complete permanent separation. But the energy, this is the key. The energy can be separated. So we're going to explore how the energy is separated. No matter who you come into contact with, no matter what you come into contact with, it does not own you. You own your energy. You own your aura. You own your space. So you do have the ability to say, this stays on the outside. Here are the parameters. It cannot dwell and reside in my personal space. So, Suzanne, when you were talking about how the effects of the energy worked, I love the example that you gave when we were doing the seminar last week. Do you want to go into some of that?
Yes, I definitely do. You know, there's a lot as, you know, human beings, there's certain things that we have to go to work, or we have to deal with difficult people. You know, there's certain situations that we face or deal with in our life that, whether it's negative or positive, you know, we don't have a choice. It's a part of our life. But see, the thing is that there is a way to balance the situation spiritually, so it doesn't affect our life physically. And there is a way to block out those negative people or that negative energy that our aura is absorbing, because the aura is constantly releasing and absorbing. But physically, when we become so overwhelmed at times in a situation or with a person or in our work environment or whatever it may be, our aura becomes overwhelmed as well, because our aura is a part of us. It is who we are. It is a part of our DNA. It is the real you. It is the real me. Our aura does have the code, does have everything to who we are, what we represent, what we stand for, and what is going on with us mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So definitely, all of this is definitely something that could be balanced. It could be released when our aura is holding on to any type of negative situation, overwhelming situation.
So it's fair to say that even though we cannot always control who comes in,
yeah, because you'll and never who we be have able to always control everything.
Exactly. But we will be able to have the control of what stays.
Yes,
what it is that
we balance between
retain.
What we must do to balance the situation. Because you know what? If we are feeling overwhelmed and our aura is feeling overwhelmed, you know what? That is not a good energy to have with us spiritually, because it's going to affect our life on a physical level.
Oh, yes.
It's going to affect our day-to-day routine. It's going to affect the way we feel. Like, you know, if there's somebody that, you know, is just a very overwhelming and draining person in your life, you know, that you just got off the phone with, that you have to deal with for whatever the reason may be, you know, once you depart and go your separate ways from that person, you still feel that heaviness. You still feel that drainness, even once you walk away from the person. Well, automatically that lets you know that your aura, your emotions, who you are, has attached to that person's energy. So even once you're walking away from the person, from the situation, you're walking away with that negative person or negative situation's energy. And that is not healthy for us. And that is something that no one has to go through and should not.
I agree. And, you know, I think it's very important that we start recognizing what it is that we have power and control over. It's not other people's thoughts. It's not other people's decisions. It's not everyone that we will encounter and how many times we must encounter them. There's some people we're going to be able to make that cutoff and distinction. Some situations we'll have to face, but it is definitely what we hold, what we keep, how it's responding to us, and how we are responding to the situation.
Yes, and we're getting ready to go on break. So I can't wait to get back and to finish everything that we're talking about and discussing today.
Yes, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the types of people that have effects on our energy flow and the situations and what those signs and symptoms look like. And we will be back after this short break. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back discussing the energy response of the aura, identifying the types of people that have effects on our auric field, the lingering effect, the types of situations that are containing the effect, and what those symptoms are going to look like. So for those of you who are listening, if you have any questions about your aura, about your energy field, what it is that you've absorbed, what it is you're retaining, and how you can release it, you can go ahead and call in. We'll answer your questions on the air, or you can call after the show at 312-898-2285. Again, that's 312-898-2285. Or you can log on to our site, spirituald.com. And so let's get back into the types of people having the effect on our energy. What types of people have this effect? Well, it can be anyone from your coworkers, like we said earlier, friends, family members, in-laws, but usually the people who are going to have the effect that lingers and stays with you are people who have had a very profound impact on your life or compromise the way that you feel about yourself, either because of their authority situation, what they represent in your work field, and what it is that they activate in response to your view of you. So, conversations that leave you confused or unwell and exhausted, that is definitely a symptom that the person that you are communicating with is having this type of effect. And if you're finding that every time you're communicating with a certain person, that's the way you're feeling, there is something connecting from this person's energy to your energy field that is compromising your clarity, your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and it's like even when the conversation is finished, you can still feel the effect of this communication? This is overwhelming. It's confusing. And then you're just like, I don't have the energy to do any of my chores. I can't seem to get myself together and get on with my day. I just want to curl up and go to bed. I'd like the day to be over. You know, I was working with somebody who let me know that every time they were in communication with their mother, they started to doubt their whole life, doubt all of the decisions and the choices that they were making. And that's because that connection to the mother, it's there. All of us have a spiritual connection to our parents, and that goes a lot into spiritual DNA. But the connection to the person's mother that I was working with was a connection where the person was constantly seeking approval, feeling like no matter what it is that I do, it's never going to be good enough. My strongest efforts, she was telling me, are not recognized in any capacity. Yet my brother, who does so much less and has dealt with a lot of the same challenges that I have dealt with, seems to be understood, respected. And me, when I'm communicating with her, she's pointing out every flaw, everything I've done wrong, and constantly pointing the finger to what is wrong with me and asking me, why do I do the things I do? Why don't I do certain things? And I remember in working with her, she would leave that communication feeling totally exhausted, and it would linger with her for days, affecting everything that she needed to do, everything that she wanted to do, and how it is that she was getting things done. The second one is you keep hearing in your mind the criticism of that person. And this particular lady that I was talking about earlier, she would explain in our sessions that no matter what she was doing, she could hear her mother's voice criticizing it even before it was completed. And how is that? Why is that? It's because the energy had not been released. It had all been taken in and not been released. So what is it that stops that from being released? It is an understanding of what is realistic and what isn't. And in the meditation exercise, what came out so clearly is it was unrealistic for her to even attempt to please her. Any choice that she was going to make and anything that she was going to do, she was not going to get the approval on the level that she wanted it. And it was just a matter of opening up the aura to receiving the facts and the wholeness of this information and not fight against it. Understand it and take it for what it is. Now, this is not to say that a relationship cannot be repaired or that we cannot prepare to connect, but we must connect to certain people and certain situations on a different level. And in the connection, we must also learn how to activate the areas of this relationship that must be disconnected. And if that's too painful, we get to the point of understanding, I'm going to love this person from a distance. So all of these things, when we say them, some people might be saying, oh, I'm hearing what you're saying, but this is so much easier said than done. And you are correct. For those of you who are thinking that, that is absolutely correct. So that's why in the aura exercise and in the opening of the energy field, we access that natural separation response, because you do contain it the same way that your physical body contains your immune system to build up a fever when you're fighting off an infection. That is the same response that the aura contains to be able to fight off, purge out, and keep out negative energy, energy that keeps us blocked, stagnant, or doubting ourselves. And in number three, it's the feeling of feeling wrong for being yourself or speaking your mind. I was working with a gentleman who actually spoke for a living, and he would do a lot of seminars, he would do a lot of shows, and his partner was constantly telling him that he was wrong, imposing on him his religious beliefs, what it is that he believed and had faith in, as not an opinion, not a choice, but the only truth and the facts. So this person was struggling with their self. Their aura had taken in the energy of, I cannot accept my own truth. And so many times people will feel wrong for being their self or speaking their mind. So for those of you who are listening to this, if you're feeling wrong for having your own beliefs, your own thoughts, your own voice, your own opinion, that is a symptom that a certain person and or situation has been absorbed in your aura that is causing you to doubt yourself. And you are going to take that energy with you if it's not released, and it's going to manifest into the decisions and thoughts that you make and do not make. But the good news is, once you make the distinction and the recognition, you can absolutely release it. And going to number four, a lot of you may be listening to a lot of talk that is negative. Or you might have friends who want you to join into their pity party, the fear and doom, that feeling of anxiety that they're feeling. And you know, you can walk away from that, taking that person's fear and anxiety with you, and you'll start feeling it in places that you have never felt it before. And then number five is, you come into contact with people who are doing a lot of complaining, but no desire for help or change. Or you may find yourself doing the exact same thing, going through lots of complaining and feeling like, even though these are the things I'd like to change, I'm kind of powerless over it. But you'll find out that there's really not a whole lot that you are powerless over when it comes to yourself, your energy, your choices, your personal place and space. You absolutely have the power. You have the tools. You have the key. That key is inside of you. And we'd love to help you access and tap into your own healing ability, your own activation response to separate what does not serve your life's purpose.
Yes,
we're getting
ready
to go into break. Yes. And we're going to be going into break in about a minute. And I just want everybody to know that your mind, your body, your spirit, and your choices are owned by you. Isn't that right?
That is right.
So we will be back after this short break.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit the Fear and Anxiety Solution.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, hello, everybody. We're back. It's about half past the hour, and we are so glad to be here. We are talking about the energy, the type of energy, what it looks like, what it feels like that we have absorbed or can absorb by others, and the types of people who have the effect on our energy that can either propel us or keep us stagnant. So for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to give us a call during the show, you are welcome to call in. For those of you who want to give us a call after the show, please do so at 312-898-2285 or log on to spiritualdeed.com.
Yes, and you know, we don't, when you talk about energy, you talk about auras, you talk about people that you have to communicate with them or situations that we experience. Like we said earlier, we can't control every situation that we experience or that we go through because there's constantly energy, our own energy being generated, you know, other people's, because not only do we generate our own emotions and energy into our auras, we also pick up the energy, emotions, and personalities of surrounding situations and nearby auras as well. And if they're negative, it can stick to our aura. So if it's not cleaned out, it can interfere with our energy and even our relationships, compatibility between auras. Our auras are actually the basis for attraction and dislikes between people. People in our life, especially those who we have emotions for or who we are close to, or such people in our life that play a role, you know, in our life or a big impact, whether it may be positive or negative. Those situations, those people, that energy, whatever it is that we experience, can linger on into our energy, can linger on into our aura and attach itself and affect us physically, especially those overwhelming situations or overwhelming person can become attached to our energy. So the first step of balancing the situation is releasing it from her aura and learning how to have control over what are we going to be attached to energy-wise and what are we not, because we can have control over this and we can release this, but we must learn what is our healing method, what is the way, how do we achieve this?
Totally agreed, because you can get, and I have found this so often in my practice, you can get three people in the room who are going through the exact same thing, but each person's healing method may be totally different. And with spiritual diagnostics, what we do when somebody is contacting us who feels stuck in a certain area of their life or feels like, I've meditated, I've prayed, I've cleansed physically, spiritually, emotionally, and I am going through the same cycle, the same repeat beat over and over again, no matter how much time goes by, I am exactly where I started. You know, I'd like people that are going through that type of situation, and I get a lot of calls and a lot of emails like that, I'd like you to know that uncovering your own healing ability is essential to your healing. You have the ability. And in spiritual diagnostics, what we do is we take you through a meditative state where we are doing one-on-one meditation with you and locating where your block is, whose energy, what energy you're containing, how does it propel you, or how is it keeping you in one place, and what you can do to move through it. Because each and every one of you have a healing response, a natural ability that just needs to be activated and turned on. You know, a client that I was working with very recently, I asked him to observe his aura as he thought of a few different people in his life. And so as we were going through the process, I asked him to bring to mind three different people with whom he was required to have business dealings with. And he explained that with each of these people, he found it difficult to negotiate as he'd become extremely drained in their presence. So the first person that we approached in the meditation that he was thinking about, the person was invasive and demanding. And I just saw all around his aura just this explosion of highly charged, chaotic energy. And as he was thinking of the person and envisioning the person, it's like the energy was just flowing from the person that he was thinking about back to his aura. And each time it looked like a hit. And that hit was bringing his raise of productivity and confidence to a very, very low frequency. And that was happening because this person was diminishing his energy by making demands beyond what he felt comfortable to meet. So therefore, it was requiring him to set strong boundaries of his own. And his panic about feeling manipulated was dispersing his energy and making his aura fragmented. So in order to combat this issue, we shifted his attention and his pattern to activate within his own energy field the ability to maintain his center and set strong, healthy boundaries. That's how the meditation works when we are working to clear out the impact that a past relationship has had on you, a coworker, or anybody or anything from an experience, a hurt, a pain, or a trauma. We activate that center that creates the healthy boundary. So the second person's energy, it appeared like a large, heavy boulder. And it was almost like this boulder was just sitting right on top of his heart chakra, and it was sitting right against his solar plexus. And the approach that the energy had to his aura was so overpowering, and he did not see the sense within himself that he could move past that. And he was experiencing exhaustion, unnecessary exerting himself to the highest level to communicate with this person. Because every time he would come into communication with this person, he felt this struggle of activating his own abilities to produce in a job that he's already been in for like over 20 years. So what we had to do in this case is we had to activate that stillness, that impervious energy to the behavior of this person that was creating that sense of struggle and exhaustion. So these are a few of the energies that you contain that need to be activated. Your boundary and your stillness. Those are very important. And when we got to the third person, the visualization of the third was the most benevolent energy. And what I found interesting was the fact that my client was developing a sinking feeling in his stomach and was feeling very intimidated, desiring to avoid the person that he was thinking about. And, you know, it was interesting because I could see that the effect, the person's intention did not match the effect that it was having on his aura. The person wanted the absolute best for him. The person loved him very, very much. And he started to feel smaller and smaller. The rays of his aura started to constrict. It was almost like, in a spiritual sense, a loss of oxygen. And I remember saying to him, the person, the vibration of their intention that you're thinking about is pure love, positive intentions, and that this person actually is somebody that you need to come into an understanding with, because you're viewing it and feeling it based on a past experience that this person is regretful for. And he said, the last person that I thought of was my mother. So some of us are responding to an energy that is no longer there. It is a past situation. It is something that we've already gone through, that the person in our life may be sorry for, and we're having a difficult time in forgiving it or connecting to the newness of the relationship, whether it's a husband, a wife, a lover, a parent. Some energies, even though they have been resolved, the aura is holding them in the past sequence of vibrations, not allowing that newness, the effect of the newness and the healing to come in. So when we work with that type of energy, we are opening up the aura to receive the new energy, to stop tapping into what has passed and opening up the natural ability of the aura through mantra, through meditation, to receive the newness. And we're getting ready to take a break. We will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Well, it is so good to be back here discussing the aura's energy and how to activate the natural separation and the natural abilities of the aura. And those are the boundary creating abilities, the impervious abilities, and the forgiving abilities. This is very important. Forgiving is definitely one of the energy response of the aura that needs to be activated from time to time. Each and every one of us have the ability to heal, forgive, release, and stand our ground, creating a healthy division and separation of energy, people, places, and situations that do not serve our path of wholeness. So for those of you who are listening to the show and desire to give us a call after the show, you can do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Or you can log on to our site, spirituald.com. What is it that we would really like everyone to know who is tuning in today listening to Spiritual Diagnostics? We would like you to know that if there is an energy that is being caused by a person, a time in your life, a situation that seems to be very relevant, current, and present in your life, in your choices, and in your decisions, no matter what it is that you do, and it's not something that you're feeling on a positive level, that energy can definitely be released. We can help you to tap into your ability and bring out the effect that you are meant to have on your energy. So many of us are being affected by the energy of others that we cannot even feel our own effect of our own energy. And how do we do this? This is through an auric meditation, either visualizing and seeing the aura or hearing your voice vibrations and picking up on the levels and frequencies that you have received through people in your past, your present, also prior lifetimes, and feeling the energy effect that these situations and people are implanting. But also know that whatever it is that you've received, you've made room for it and space for it to come in, knowingly or unknowingly. So in the same way that you may have done that knowingly or unknowingly, you can make a conscious choice knowingly to eradicate what is not serving you and to move forward and to reach your highest level of living, your highest level of your path and your purpose. Sometimes we find ourselves so absorbed in the emotions of other people that it becomes difficult to feel our own emotions. And you'll find yourself thinking that what you feel belongs to you, but you're actually feeling somebody else's frustration, somebody else's disappointment, or somebody else's complete lack of vision for light and happiness. It's very important to maintain, identify, and recognize your desire for yourself, the emotions that you have that are your own, and your own vision. And sometimes we feel that that's exactly what we are doing. And some of us may be doing exactly that. But the energy and the frequency that we have received from someone else may be putting a little bit of glue on our feet or keeping us in a situation where we're taking our steps slower than we naturally or normally would. We may be storing an apprehensive energy or storing an energy of fear and doubt. And that is natural. Each and every person at some place and space will experience fear and doubt. But anything that stops your path and purpose, it does come in for a moment, but it's very important to release that energy. And it's very important that the moment does not become a lifestyle or start to create an unwanted pattern that you can't seem to move through reaching your highest potential. So if I were to say the three responses to the aura that are the most important, what are the three natural responses that we receive, carry, and hold? It would definitely be releasing, forgiving, and separating. Some separations can cause a little bit of guilt, or it can cause us to feel like we're turning our back on a person or a situation that we really need to be there for. But sometimes that separation could be the healthiest thing for you and for that person. So when we are diagnosing the condition of the aura and what it is that you are holding, we are also introducing you to an understanding through the process of what it is that you have the power to conduct, separate, control, and not connect to guilt. Because so many of us connect making decisions of disconnection to abandonment or a feeling of guilt. But it is very important to be loyal to yourself. It is very important to understand that serving your highest good in this lifetime can facilitate, help, and heal others as well as yourself. It can lead people to their healing as well. So for those of you who would like to give us a call after the show, please do so. 312-898-2285 and receive your complimentary auric reading, where we are going to pick up on the vibrational frequencies of your energy field. I would like to thank all of you for tuning in. And I would like to leave everybody with this. Your energy belongs to you. Your aura belongs to you. Your spirit belongs to you. You belong to you. So it's very important to tune into yourself, hear yourself, so that you can heal yourself. And I'd like to thank everyone, sending out love, light, and blessings to all of our listeners. Till next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostic Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.